The number of Haitian migrants trying to cross the U.S. border into Texas has fallen off, but they are still coming across. Many come from Chile, but others make the perilous journey north from Brazil. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves.
As the sun sets over Rio de Janeiro, some Baptists are gathered in a school for their Sunday service. Yet the singing wafting from their building is not in Portuguese, Brazil's national language, but Creole. These men, women, and children are Haitians. They're among several hundred thousand who moved to Brazil over the last decade or so to escape poverty, violence, and political turmoil back home. Lucna Guerriere is in this congregation. He says many Haitians are on the move again. And even now, are heading for the United States. Guerriere came to Rio nearly 8 years ago to study medicine. Paying for his studies is a struggle. He's waited tables and been a vendor on Copacabana Beach. These days, he helps Haitians acquire documents allowing them to work here legally. Sometimes Haitians can't get jobs because they don't speak Portuguese, he says. Sometimes they get hired only to suffer discrimination because they're black and poor. Yet Guerriere's advice to Haitians in Brazil is stay here. Don't go to the United States. People are dying in the forest on the way, he says. Images of Haitians being menaced by U.S. border guards on horseback horrified
Guerriere.
I'm very sad this can happen in the 21st century, he says. Father Paulo Parisi runs the peace mission in the city of São Paulo. He provides shelter and support to migrants. He confirms Haitians are still setting off for the U.S. Most leave without warning, he says. They travel by road to Acre, a Brazilian state in the Amazon rainforest, and cross into Peru, says Father Paulo.
We're seeing people getting organized. I've asked them, what about those pictures on TV? They reply, we're still going to try. It's worth the risk to have the chance of a better life.
33,000 Haitians have passed through the mission's doors since they first started arriving after the 2010 Haitian earthquake. Life in Brazil is even harder now, says Father Paulo.
I've never seen immigrants experiencing the hunger and the needs that I'm seeing at the moment.
Unemployment is around 14%, and the price of basic foods has soared, says Laura Lopez.
A cesta básica tá uma coisa absurda, enfim, ficou muito difícil agora na pandemia.
Making it even more difficult to survive during the pandemic. Lopez is from ADUS, an aid agency supporting migrants in Brazil. She says when she asks Haitians why they're leaving for the U.S., why now, they give one reason above all others.
Agora o novo presidente dos Estados Unidos.
The election of President Joe Biden. They still believe, under Biden, it'll be easier to get in. Lucna Guerriere from the Baptist congregation is taking NPR to meet some fellow Haitians in Rio. He's volunteered to translate. We arrive in the crowded and down-at-heel neighborhood of Tacuara. Guzmani Etienne is selling cheap Chinese-made clothes from a stall. She arrived from Haiti 2.5 years ago with her kids, one who's now 10 and twins, age 5. Business is terrible these days, says Etienne. In the last few months, she's hardly made any sales. It's hard to find money to feed the kids. Etienne says sometimes she goes to the market and can't afford a single sardine. As for that perilous journey to the U.S., she says she can't afford it. But if she had the money, Etienne says she'd certainly be on her way. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.